2020万维线上大模考。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one.I really hate rainy days in spring.
But I enjoy them. After a rainy day, plants will turn green a little and the world seems much fresher.
I really hate rainy days in spring.
But I enjoy them. After a rainy day, plants will turn green a little and the world seems much fresher.
Number two, what do you want to be in the future, Baron?
I guess I will be a farmer. I hope to grow healthy vegetables and fruits for people.
What do you want to be in the future, Baron?
I guess I will be a farmer. I hope to grow healthy vegetables and fruits for people.
Number three. Hi, Dick. I heard you just bought a new bike.
Yeah, riding is both good for the health and the environment.
Hi, Dick. I heard you just bought a new bike.
Yeah, riding is both good for the health and the environment.
Number four.What's in the newspaper today?
It says that many countries have shown their support for Wuhan.
What's in the newspaper today?
It says that many countries have shown their support for Wuhan.
Number five. Could you please turn down the TV, Jake?Your sister is writing her diary now.
Sorry, Mom. I will do it right now.
Could you please turn down the TV, Jake? Your sister is writing her diary now.
Sorry, Mom. I will do it right now.
Two. 对话理解本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题。请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number six, the program Youth with You is really funny.
Well, I think it is educational.Because it teaches us to follow our dreams and learn to be responsible.
Question, what does the boy think of the program? The program Youth with You is really funny.
Well, I think it is educational because it teaches us to follow our dreams and learn to be responsible.
Question, what does the boy think of the program?Number seven. Charles, we have to hand in the report on the morning of next Monday. Have you finished it yet?
No, I haven't, but I will start it tomorrow. I think 3 days will be enough for me to complete the task.
Question, what day is it today? Charles, we have to hand in the report on the morning of next Monday.Have you finished it yet?
No, I haven't, but I will start it tomorrow. I think 3 days will be enough for me to complete the task.
Question, what day is it today? Number eight. Albert, do you know who is on duty today?
I am.I will clean the floor as soon as our group discussion ends.
question, what's the relationship between the two speakers? Albert, do you know who is on duty today?
I am. I will clean the floor as soon as our group discussion ends.
Question, what's the relationship between the two speakers? Number 9. How are you feeling today, Stephen?
Much better, thanks. The doctor just came and said I could go to school in a week.
Question, where are the two speakers? How are you feeling today, Stephen?
Much better, thanks. The doctor just came and said I could go to school in a week.
Question, where are the two speakers? Number 10. Dad, I have to go through a hard time tonight. There is too much homework today, so I guess I won't finish it until midnight.
But you went out all the afternoon. Don't put off what you need to do till the last minute.
Question, what does the girl's father mean? Dad, I have to go through a hard time tonight. There is too much homework today, so I guess I won't finish it until midnight.
But you went out all the afternoon. Don't put off what you need to do till the last minute.
Question, what does the girl's father mean?
Sam, 语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Emily and Kate are best friends. One day, they heard that their favorite band would hold a concert in their town on Friday night. Emily always asked her parents if she was allowed to do certain things, so she decided to do it again. She explained that she wanted to go to the concert with Kate, but her parents thought that she was too young to go without an adult. Emily told Kate that she could not go to the concert, but Kate told her that she planned to lie to her parents. Her friend's answer was a great surprise to Emily. "I really do not want to lie to my parents," Emily said. "Oh, stop acting like a little kid. Everyone lies," Kate replied. But Emily was not sure. She thought that honesty was very important. Although her parents sometimes did not agree with her, she believed that they were all for her good. On Thursday, Kate invited Emily to her house to see a movie. Shortly after they arrived, Kate and her mother got into a fight. Emily realized that Kate lied to her mother all the time, so her mother did not trust her at all. She sat uncomfortably in the sofa most of the afternoon. For the first time, she got to know how important it is to be honest if we hope to build a good relationship with our parents.
Emily and Kate are best friends. One day, they heard that their favorite band would hold a concert in their town on Friday night. Emily always asked her parents if she was allowed to do certain things, so she decided to do it again. She explained that she wanted to go to the concert with Kate, but her parents thought that she was too young to go without an adult. Emily told Kate that she could not go to the concert, but Kate told her that she planned to lie to her parents. Her friend's answer was a great surprise to Emily. "I really do not want to lie to my parents," Emily said. "Oh, stop acting like a little kid. Everyone lies," Kate replied. But Emily was not sure. She thought that honesty was very important. Although her parents sometimes did not agree with her, she believed that they were all for her good. On Thursday, Kate invited Emily to her house to see a movie. Shortly after they arrived, Kate and her mother got into a fight. Emily realized that Kate lied to her mother all the time, so her mother did not trust her at all. She sat uncomfortably in the sofa most of the afternoon. For the first time, she got to know how important it is to be honest if we hope to build a good relationship with our parents.
Four, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
Nowadays, many people like getting together in traditional Chinese clothes, reading ancient Chinese poems, just like ancient Chinese did. These people are called the lovers of Yinsong. The number of Yinsong lovers is growing fast, and the number of invitations I've received to give speeches or performances about Yinsong has increased in recent years, said Qin Haichun, a professional actress. When I organized a public performance with my students for the first time, people asked if we were putting on a show or singing operas, said Qin. But now students can read them correctly with us. The Yinsong fashion encourages people to read more Chinese poems, and it is an easier way to understand them, said Dai, an engineer. At least it's more interesting to read poems with full feelings than simply repeating them after teachers, as I did in the primary school. Experts believe that the increasing popularity of Yinsong, like such kind of traditional clothing and songs, is a sign to value our traditional culture, and it can be a great way to spread our traditional culture both at home and abroad.
Nowadays, many people like getting together in traditional Chinese clothes, reading ancient Chinese poems just like ancient Chinese did. These people are called the lovers of Yinsong. The number of Yinsong lovers is growing fast, and the number of invitations I've received to give speeches or performances about Yinsong has increased in recent years, said Qin Haichun, a professional actress. When I organized a public performance with my students for the first time, people asked if we were putting on a show or singing operas, said Qin, but now students can read them correctly with us. The Yinsong fashion encourages people to read more Chinese poems, and it is an easier way to understand them, said Dai, an engineer. At least it's more interesting to read poems with full feelings than simply repeating them after teachers, as I did in the primary school. Experts believe that the increasing popularity of Yinsong, like such kind of traditional clothing and songs, is a sign to value our traditional culture, and it can be a great way to spread our traditional culture both at home and abroad.